flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Now you're kissing Chase Utley and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's starting to get weird.
This is the Hot Corner.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you got out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley?
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay. That sounds good.
I'm gonna read it.
Dear Chase, they're stickers.
Yeah.
My God.
On the Odyssey app.
Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither.
And 1080.
These are all things we can talk about and more. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.
The Fan.
Welcome to the second hour of the Hot Corner. You're missing the first hour. You download that on the Fan Podcast at 10ofthefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, including places that rhyme with Cooper Flagify.
Well, that'll be the last time you hear his name in Portland.
That'll be the last time you hear his name in Portland. I was just telling Joe, I don't want to sidetrack too much because I'd like to get into this DePoto stuff. But the Blazers are so bad that they suck at sucking.
Yep. Pretty much.
Does anybody else say that? You know, I got
said on Sunday.
I got mad respect for Danny and Dusty. For Danny Morang, works, you know, does hella Blazer stuff. And I got mad respect for my boy Brandon, who is an NBA diehard. But is anybody talking about how the Blazers suck so bad they can't even suck?
Yes, I literally said this on Sunday.
Joe was telling me, like, how annoying it is when you run into people that are like, hey, the Blazers are playing pretty good right now. It's like, no!
Which they are, but again...
Have you not heard of a man named Cooper Flagg? Like...
They don't care.
Do you like Kevin Durant? Because this guy could be Kevin Durant. It's like when people were like, you know, I don't know, Chet Holmgren? I don't know. And I was like, okay, all right, whatever. This guy's like, less Kevin Durant on offense, but a better defensive player.
Call me crazy, but I feel like when you have multiple draft picks in like the top three, top four, and you just accumulate a bunch of talent, your team gets good.
It's usually what happens. But no, good feelings and success in the moment that means nothing. That's more important.
Yeah, it kills me. It's like Blazers have won 8 of their last 9, and they're 21-29.
And I'm like, what are you doing? What is absolutely wrong with you?
I was like, winning 8 of your last 9 is cool when you're like 40-10.
Is like, are you going to look around and say, you know, Chauncey, not so bad of a coach?
Yep. That's
you're like,
exactly,
oh my God,
going.
What is going on right now?
Dude, sell while the stock is high. There's less than 2 days before the trade deadline, and all the players that you should trade, their stock is at its highest right now.
And they're not going to trade them.
Dude, they probably, they might trade Robert Williams.
Well, we might get in the play-in game, Joe. Might get in the play-in game.
Ugh. Dream scenario, they get in the play-in game, lose, and still somehow end up with the number one overall pick.
Not going to happen, Joe.
No. Oh, it's done. Their chances at the top five are long gone now.
It happened for the Hawks last year. They made the play-in game as the 10 seed, I'm pretty sure. Lost.
And they drafted Victor Wembanyama. You're right. They did.
No, they got that Zachary Richosse guy.
Yeah, I have no idea who that is. I know who Victor Wembanyama is. And I know who Cooper Flagg is.
And the Blazers right now are up 45-38 at halftime.
Yeah,
I hope you took the under.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. You are so bad at your job that you can't even be bad at your job.
You know, it's I feel like I had this talk with my son, Joey, a couple weeks ago about like...
Medium Joe?
Yes,
love
Medium
that
Joe.
Guy.
About
P1 of the show.
About tanking. And I told him, I was like, it's really hard to tell professional athletes to do something that their whole life they have been conditioned and told not to do.
That's
which
true.
Is
That's
don't
true.
Try hard, lose, don't win. Trying to like go your whole life, 18,
yet
19,
somehow superstars
20 years.
Take nights off. And
hey,
that's
Joe, you know,
Joel Embiid is like, oh, watch this.
Hold my beer.
You know what makes that easier? Not bringing back a lame duck head coach that's coaching for his job and actually trying to win.
No,
games.
They brought him but back thinking that he would fail.
Exactly. They shouldn't have done that.
I really hope that the Blazers, I hope I'm very, very wrong, and the Blazers are hoisting the Larry O'Brien and Chauncey Billups is up on that stage in 4 years.
I
hope that is the case, but I find that very hard to believe.
Before we did this show, I was at the bar. We were watching the Cleveland Celtics game. I assume the Celtics won that game.
They did.
Yeah, they were up. They were up by 10, I think, late in the fourth when I saw. And I turned to a buddy. A buddy was like, dude, Blazers are playing good right now. I was like, yeah, Blazers-Celtics finals. You heard it here first.
That is
I'll
the
be
most,
at game three. That is I'll the, be courtside at game three.
That's is the it, most Portland Trailblazers fan thing I've ever heard. Well, Blazers are playing good right now.
Is it 1978, 79 by chance? Blazers can make the finals again, man.
91.
I'd take 99. I would take giving up a 16-point lead in fourth quarter in the fourth quarter to the Lakers
Blazers.
In the Western Conference Finals to this.
99 is my favorite Blazers.
Oh, give me some spider action. Stacey Ogman, the spider.
Stacey Ogman.
Yeah, well, you were bringing up the Cleveland Spiders earlier. That was his nickname, the Spider.
That's what we should have been.
The Cleveland Spiders?
Spiders?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yes.
But they were like, spiders are too scary.
The fact that there is only one team.
So let's find another secret racist thing.
There's only one team in sports that uses the spiders as their mascot, and it's
Richmond.
Richmond. Like, it's like, what are we doing? Spiders are intimidating, damn it.
The Richmond Spiders have won me a lot of money, so I don't want to, like, hate on them what? Too much.
Yeah, how do you bet on them?
Dude, the only thing I gamble on is a tournament bracket, and I've taken Richmond,
okay.
And Richmond's done very well for me over the years.
Richmond's my golden goose, baby.
I would also like to shout out Davidson. And George Mason.
Classic. What was that, 06, 07?
Florida also was a big help in my life. Mm-hmm. Kansas, never doing it. Rick Barnes, never bet on Rick Barnes.
Nope.
Never bet on Rick Barnes. It's always going to suck you in, and it's a terrible idea. All right. I completely wasted that, and I went sidetracked, so I'm so sorry. When we come back, I'm going to leave right now because I want to get out early because I want to do actually let this breathe. Let's talk about... What do you do when the president of your baseball team gaslights the ever-loving hell out of you when you have the greatest rotation to ever ensemble outside of $1 billion by the Dodgers? We'll do that next. The Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fair foul coming up here in about 15 minutes.
Thanks for putting this in.
Schultz's all jiving over there.
You got me. It literally gives me goosebumps every time I hear this. You got me into a good mood, and it's about to go away, and I don't like it.
It's about to go away, and it's about to go away right now.
Well, I'll tell you who's in a good mood. I just saw this picture coming.
The Blazers! Gozers!
Yes.
Shane should be on the bench. Trade him! Bust.
Just came across my Twitter feed. John Gruden is out down in New Orleans doing his thing for Super Bowl weekend. And he got a picture like with Sean Payton. Sean Payton showed up, and there's some girls there that's next to Sean Payton and next
Did
to
Urban
John
Meyer
Gruden.
Bring him?
Sean Payton must have graduated from the school of Urban Meyer because he's got a handful of cheek.
Yeah.
And it's like, it is. Hand placement is.
Are they married?
He is not. Well, again, she looks pretty young. I mean, maybe she's a little bit older and looks good for age. Maybe that is his wife, and if so, good for Sean Payton. But
is Pete Carroll there?
That is.
Yeah, he's single.
I mean, that is straight up.
Wait, no, he's not. Never mind.
Handful of cheek right there by Sean Payton.
That could be a hand just
nah,
on.
That's on a cheek right there. I mean, look at that.
You know what? I've seen enough pictures now of men that don't, like, specifically try not to touch any illicit parts on a female, like, they'll go knuckles, you know, over the shoulders. So it's like, no, their hand is not out, and that is not there.
Have you ever seen the bodyguard for Leo Messi?
No.
Like, people come up to take a selfie, and they put their arm around him, and then the guy
I have seen that, yeah.
It's pretty great. I would take that guy with
Someone
me.
Someone did respond. Can't believe you didn't let Urban Meyer in the picture.
I mean, that's the truth, dude. Herb's the life of the party.
All right, let's bring down the mood now.
All right, here it goes. Quote, I think there's a reality of our offense and then the perception of our offense. We play in a tough ballpark to hit in. Our offense has generally been above average based on advanced metrics, WRC plus, and things like that, for a number of years now. The last 3 years, we've actually had a very stable offense, particularly good on the road. I think one of the top 10 in MLB when we're on the road. We're one of the top 10 on the road. Just let me tell you.
Tell that to Jerry DePoto putting our his face offense. In his hands last freaking August. But okay, buddy.
And at home, we play in a tough run-scoring environment that really benefits our pitching staff. And position players have been asked to find ways, and we've generally done that.
Is this Buster Posey
we've
talking about the
Giants? We've turned it into one of the best home records. We have a good offensive team, and we didn't feel like we needed to do a whole lot, but to find ways to support the group that we had. And I know the offseason has been long and seemingly slow. We feel, and I said this at season end, we do feel like we've made a lot of progress late last year. Quote, Jerry DePoto, president of the Mariners operations.
I thought you were going to say Neil Olshay circa 2014, 2015 or something like that.
It's not breaking news.
Yeah.
Jerry DePoto is sitting here and saying that the progression that the offense made at the end of the year is basically signing offensive talent.
Yeah, in 2 months, we're going to hear that Randy Arozarena last season at the mid-season trade deadline was also like an off-season acquisition, right?
I understand that like the Stanton thing is brutal and the Root thing is brutal. But has Jerry DePoto completely sold his soul for this job? Because it feels like it's kind of like this Nico Harrison thing. If you believe the rumors of like casinos in Dallas and he's homies with Rob Pelinka because of Nike, if you believe these conspiracy theories, is there a chance that DePoto has decided to sell his soul to Stanton to make sure that he runs this thing for the next 30 years and cashes in 15 to 20 million a year doing it?
To his defense.
And lives on Mercer Island and doesn't care about anything?
To his defense, September was the best month they had for batting average. It was the best month they had for on-base percentage, the best slugging month of the year, which obviously you add those numbers and that creates OPS, which was also the best.
And I do think there's a reality. JP was hurt all year.
Julio, so was Jorge Polanco.
Julio had a bad year, so I'll agree with that. You can't believe that Mitch Garver is going to be this bad again.
Dude, you're already, damn it. All right, so I'm gonna let you finish.
But I'm just okay. I threw the Mitch Garver in to get you riled up.
Well, actually the first two things that you said that got me riled up.
But there
up
is some reality. Like JP was hurt a lot of the year. Julio, obviously a down year. I mean, the best thing DePoto's done in Seattle outside of this starting staff is locking Julio into that deal.
Agreed.
Locking Julio into that deal is the best thing. Maybe the best thing in franchise history.
It's literally the same team.
Knowing that he's going to be there.
I'm looking at it. It's
but
just...
yeah, their biggest offseason acquisition was re-signing an average second baseman to play third base.
I mean, so what are you trying to ask? Like, first, do I feel gaslit?
Hold up. Did you hear when he started talking that he was super far away from the
ball? Yeah, because he's
that's
because
he's in a chair like oh my God, I want to die.
Yep.
We're not trying to kill you, Schultzy, but this is your time to shine. One, two, three, go.
I mean, are you trying to ask, like, do I feel gaslit? Because the answer to that question is yes. I 100,000% do. We've heard from different points during Jerry DePoto's tenure. He's got this hubris kind of attitude about his approach and the Mariners organizational approach, which we also heard from owner John Stanton during the offseason, that includes not going after big name bats, right? Not giving a bunch of money to guys. And we've even got Mariners media trying to spin this into a positive, saying like, hey, you know what? They're actually going forward with these guys that they committed to last year, and they think that there's some kind of salvageable diamond in the rough there. Okay, so here you go. You're assuming that Julio Rodriguez is going to bounce back. You're assuming that Jorge Polanco is going to bounce back because he's not injured. You're assuming J.P. Crawford's going to bounce back, right? You're assuming that Mitch Haniger and Mitch Garver are both going to bounce back, even though one of them is aging and pretty much out of the league already, and the other you don't know if you're getting more than a bag of chips from. You're assuming that Cal Raleigh isn't going to get injured, nothing bad's going to happen to this season, and you're going to get just a nice, great old plane of play from Cal. You're assuming that Luke Raley's going to come back after his career season last year, his best season ever in Major League Baseball, and then repeat that. And then the one thing that I actually do agree with, I would do this if I were a general manager and president. You're assuming Ryan Bliss is going to be able to play with 400 at-bats at second base. I'm down for that. But other than that, you're looking at rebounds and assumptions for an entire lineup, 1 through 9. And it is so annoying. This organization is a joke. They don't care about winning. And they've made it obvious that they care about profits over winning. They're spending less money now than they did in 2017. And I just don't know where this organization is headed. And for Jerry DePoto to say, hey, you know, this last month of the year, it basically emboldened him to believe that his strategy's working. Guess what? Your strategy wasn't working. And hiring Dan Wilson and Edgar Martinez is not a strategy.
You are now about to witness Supplement the talent.
You are a horrible home park team. Your pitching staff, their numbers were vaulted up by your home park, okay? And there is no way that they're going to be able to repeat basically holding their head above water, winning 85, 86, 87 games like they have the last two seasons. At some point, there are going to be holes in the ship, and I hope Jerry DePoto experiences that this year, because this, literally this last month of the year, was the worst thing that could have happened to them, because it emboldened Jerry DePoto to think his way really is the best. And nope, bro, it's the highway. Get the hell out of town.
Yeah, but every time a starting pitcher shows up on the mound,
if you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Right, but that's what he's saying. He's like, but like every time a starter goes out there, we can win this ball game. It's like, I know, I watched that with Felix, and that's why he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I agree with what Schultze was saying about that month of September, and you know, again, to DePoto's defense, like not only those numbers that I say those were the Mariners' best month in hitting and all that.
Well, it was Julio kind of figured it out. Was JP was healthy.
They were like top five in every hitting category. Yeah. I just double checked. I'm like, all right, those were their best numbers.
And if you get in the playoffs, you get a Rosarena, Carlos Beltran. So,
but yeah, you're completely negating March, late March through August.
Oh yeah, like, by the way,
which is where the bulk of your life lives.
The bigger sample size there, bud. Like,
just quickly,
so
you think Victor Robles is going to be able to play at an MVP level, basically? Because the last 2 months
but
of the season,
but he did for 2 months.
He was an MVP, so you're expecting that, and then a Rosarena as well. You're expecting kind of a rebound season.
Look,
from him.
Our scout team is really good. We're really looking at stuff. We really know what's going on here.
It's literally the same team.
It's literally
the same team.
It's a team
of assumptions, guys. Hope in one hand, spit in the other. Tell me which the hell fills up first, because this team is based on hope and assumptions.
Is it weird that when he said spit in the other, I got a little turned on?
Oh. Hawk two.
Yeah, get that going.
Hawk two and spit on that thing.
That is Pacific Northwest fandom for you, folks. Selling hope.
Ladies and gentlemen,
selling hopes and dreams.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jordan Schultze, that was fantastic, dude.
Thanks, man. That's true thoughts right there.
Well, you know, I've been holding out on this for a while. I knew there was going to come a time where I needed to just let you go.
I mean,
but the recent comments from DePoto, I read those and I was like, bro.
Well, and I said to Patrick,
how do you go home at night and you say to your wife, how was the press conference today? And you're like, I just told him this. And your wife looks at you and goes, dude, you're an ass.
I know.
My wife would say that to me. She goes, really? You told people that your offense is better? You haven't done S, babe.
I felt like shedding tears when I saw the Jorge Polanco signing. I was just like, is this a joke?
No.
It's like, this is their offseason?
Well, a couple of commercial breaks ago, I mentioned to Patrick, I was like, you know, Jordan asked a couple of weeks ago on Fair or Foul if this was the worst offseason in Mariners history. And at the time, we were like, I don't know, it's getting there. Like,
no, it's not the worst.
And when I saw those comments from DePoto the other day, I went back to that moment. I'm like, yeah, this is now officially.
This might be the worst.
But again, that September looked pretty good.
Yep, but they can't play like that for 6 months.
Well, it's like, man, we crushed it in that month 4 or 5 months ago. Too bad we couldn't keep playing baseball and that, you know, that kept going. But now we literally have a whole off season.
I know.
And where the worst we are part, not playing baseball, and we have to somehow remember, oh, yeah, let's do what we did in September and now do it again for 6 months straight.
And the worst part is he can't even claim that he has the best rotation in baseball anymore because the Dodgers spent $1 billion on theirs.
No, and I'm serious. The numbers, there's
but before the Dodgers did that, it's the best rotation in baseball, hands down.
There's a couple stats, though, that came out, that, and it really was the overall numbers for the Mariners starting rotation was amplified by the T-Mobile Park stats or whatever the hell you want to call it.
Oh, it's a pitcher's ballpark. Well, it's helpful, for sure.
And you've got guys coming in, and their stats as a whole go down, too. So it's not just, it's kind of making me wonder if the Mariners starting rotation is as good as we think they are. Yeah, they've still got around an
This is how we've broken Schultz.
Yeah, because
Schultz is now questioning if George Kirby, Logan Gilbert, and Luis Castillo are good starters.
Because I'm forced to sit rolling out watch a team that rolls out like a starting lineup with no designated hitter.
We're in trouble. He's so worried about the team. He thinks his aces. He's got three aces on the team and two guys that could be aces. He's worried they're not very good.
Well, dude, I mean, if they
Schultzy, if there's anything I can drill into your Dutch brother's head, is that Logan Gilbert and George Kirby are studs,
okay.
Are absolute studs, okay?
Wouldn't it be hilarious?
All right? Miller and Wu could be studs, all right?
Fair.
Pull it back, buddy.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if this season the Mariners starting pitching had the worst starting pitching season ever?
Oh, my God.
But their offense was just insane.
Like Gilbert has Tommy John.
Just complete flip-flop. Like,
Gilbert has Tommy John. Kirby's got a 4.7 ERA. Wu has been dealt to the Marlins.
I would die if it was like... Wow, the Mariners have the number one offense.
Got 320 batting average. Julio's got 70 home runs.
They literally have the number one offense, and their pitching is ranked 30th.
They lose in the first round because Luis Castillo gives up 7 home runs in the first inning.
Not even make the playoffs again because they did essentially what they did last year. Just
no, they
got to
make the playoffs because that bolsters it up.
I'd take that season as a Mariners fan. It's sad, but I would, brother.
That would be like somewhat of a good poll question. Like, as a Mariner fan, would you be okay with having the number one offense next year if it meant your pitching was number 30th in the league?
And like, Schultzy basically said yes.
Let's go, baby.
Sign me up.
Just to have the satisfaction of having the number one offense, I think a lot of Mariner fans would take that.
Not like, only the
you know what? Yeah.
Not only the satisfaction, Joe, the Mariners proved that even with one of the best starting rotations in baseball, that alone cannot get you to the playoffs. Yeah. And Jerry Dipoto is turning around and saying, well, this same old 1-26, they're getting us to the playoffs.
Dipoto for the Hall of Fame.
For a Hall of Fame gaslighter.
Genius. Absolute genius.
What's the bat awards? Right, oh, yeah, the Razzies. He should be nominated for a Razzie.
He was right. The offense got better, and we were so wrong. They went from 28th to 1. Ahead of the Dodgers.
Wow. So they must have, like, won the pennant, right?
Mookie Betts won the NL MVP. He batted .450 and had 75 home runs and 200 stolen bases, but Mariners still had the number one offense.
Dude, sign me up for that. That would be the funniest thing.
I would just put Jordan in a box and make him only watch Mariner games and then just videotape it Truman Show style.
What was that one Japanese show where they just filmed the guy, his entire, like the real life show where they were filming that guy?
Oh, I have no idea. It sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it was a real thing.
It was like, a real Truman show?
It was like a real Truman show where it was this Japanese dude and they were just filming him in his house and he had no idea that millions of people across Japan were watching him.
Amazing.
That could be Schultzy. That could be the next Schultzy show right there.
I'll pitch it when I become a Hall of Fame voter.
It's like you... Just tease me that they will win the World Series at least once at one point someday.
All right, we got to get out of this. When we come back, we'll do fair or foul, everybody's favorite. But first, we'll throw it somehow to that guy, Schultzy, to do sports.
Is it fair or is it foul? Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. We do it at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour every single Tuesday. We got him fired up, so we'll see how he does here. But we'll pass this over to our fantastic producer, our passionate producer, everybody at this station's favorite, Jordan Schultz.
I appreciate you guys. See if I can breathe here. There, despite the Mariners sucking, there are some other issues going around MLB, maybe causing some fans to think that the league is sucking a little bit as well. We'll start, guys, with the overall spending. Of course, we've seen conversations this offseason with the Dodgers, with the Mets spending enormous amounts of money, more specifically the Dodgers in the last 2 years, and then the Blue Jays, for instance, being in on every single one of those big names free agents.
Blue Jays love being in on free agents without signing them.
I know, and even if they would have signed like half those guys, just imagine the $1.5 billion that they would have had to commit now, and the Dodgers also committing their billion plus. It's just getting insane with the numbers, and then you compare it to the small market teams or the ones like the Mariners that don't want to spend money, and parity is starting to disappear, at least in some people's opinions. So guys, fair foul, I'm not going to set a timeline on it. I'm just going to ask. Fair foul, MLB will end up with a salary cap at some point.
I don't see it. As much as, you know, I've talked about this in the past, and I've had these conversations of late with some friends, you know, off air and such like that. It makes the most sense for Major League Baseball to have a salary cap. I do. But there's a reason that outside of the Longshoremen Union in America, Major League Baseball Players Association is the strongest union in all of America. And that's because they got this. They got this in the 70s, and they're never, ever going to let it go. They're never going to let it go. And I think something that people have to remember when it comes to baseball, it's a little different than the NBA. It's closer to the NBA than the NFL, but people look at it like the NFL. The NFL has 17 games, okay? That's half of those are, you know, half of those are home games. Major League Baseball, you have 81 home games. So ticket sales, merchandise, concessions, all that stuff, that's a lot of what keeps baseball afloat. Not to mention that baseball is the number one hat of all sports. That's the number one. I'm wearing one right now. That's the number one thing. So baseball has so many little things going for it that help prop up the no salary cap. But at the end of the day, the reality is that the players have that. And the second Major League Baseball the owners try to take that away from them is the second they walk away. Welcome to 94. Every time there's negotiations, that's the biggest stick. And players are never going to give it up. It's baseball's fault. They let them have it, and they have to live with it.
Sorry to tell you, Schultzy, but last week, Will Ortner asked us this very same question.
My bad.
And you should be ashamed.
I am.
You should be ashamed. Clearly not listening.
You should commit.
I know you were puking and pooping.
Yes,
but
I was.
You should have been hyper into what Will Ortner asked.
You should commit seppuku right on air right now.
I thought I said something about this recently.
I apologize. What, seppuku?
No, about the salary cap. I said I was talking to a friend. No, it was Will Ortner. He's not my
friend. On this show.
He's not my friend.
But yeah, it's...
He's too tall for me.
Should there be? No, there should be a salary floor, but ooh. I mean...
Mm. I'd fight for a salary floor in a heartbeat. I think players would agree with it.
But Patrick is right. It's just, it's never, ever, ever going to happen.
No, like, they lost it. You know, it's like guaranteed contracts in the NBA.
It's Pandora's box, man. It's open. It's never going to get closed.
NBA has guaranteed contracts. They're never going to get rid of it. They gave it into the players. That's why the NFL will never. The Deshaun Watson deal, NFL owners were S-ing their pants. They're like, nope, we can't do this. And if Deshaun Watson didn't reveal himself as a bag and a two-time Achilles blowout, like, that could be a huge problem.
Well, they got 2-3 years of a sample size and be like, that's why we're not
doing it. That's why we don't do it. And players are like, damn it, Deshaun, why do you suck? You know,
on and off the field.
Yeah, if it's Patrick Mahomes who signs that guaranteed deal, it's over. Then that opens the door for players to get guaranteed contracts. It's never going to happen in the NFL because they have that and they'll never let it go. The NBA gave it and that let it go. And no salary cap in baseball, that let it go.
Yeah, and especially with what some of these dudes, you know, even outside of Soto, some of the contracts that have been signed, it's just like, how do you tell players going forward, like, oh, yeah, well, no, you can't have that money. Like, well, he just got paid like $750 million. He just got $500 million, $400 million contract over this. Like, why? Like, yeah, well, there's this whole salary cap thing now. So sorry, you can only get paid, you know, this much per year.
I'll never forget. It's like 15 years ago, Mike Dunleavy Jr. signed a contract extension with the Pacers and made like $14 million a year. And people were like, excuse me? Mike Dunleavy Jr. is making that much money? And it was over for the NBA. That's when it was over. Not that Mike Dunleavy was a bad player or a great player. No, he was a good three-point shooter. Kid came out of Duke. His dad was clearly a basketball head. But once people realized that a guy like that could get that money, it was over.
Yeah, the NBA is still a mess, though, because then you had guys like Rodney Hood still only being able to sign for $5 million a year. It's just not proportionate to how it should be.
Money's tough.
Yeah, especially in the NBA. All right, guys, fair foul number two. Two major big names remaining on the free agent market, Pete Alonso and Alex Bregman. We were talking about them a little bit in the first hour. Go podcast it wherever you get your podcasts here on the Hot Corner. So, guys, Pete Alonso, fair or foul, will sign a contract before Alex Bregman simply because of the demand in free agency. So, you guys, you think fair or foul, Pete Alonso will sign a contract before Alex Bregman as we are 2 weeks away from spring training.
Who? Pete Alonso or Alex Bregman first? I feel like the Alonso thing is closer because it's literally just like one team trying to sign him right now. I feel... That's a good question, because I also feel like that could just drag out and just keep dragging out.
And that's why I'll jump in and I'll say it's Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
I think Bregman signs before because, like, Joe, you talked yourself into it. It's that Pete Alonso's going to be a Met.
But it's just going
to
drag out.
It feels like they're going to drag it out until they can figure it out to where the team that wants Alex Bregman the most just said we're out on Alex Bregman. And the Yankees aren't in. The Blue Jays aren't in. Who else is in? Unless someone swoops in. The Mariners clearly aren't in. They just got their third baseman of the future.
And by the way, switching somebody from second to third because of his defensive abilities is the most bullshit thing I've ever heard.
We just got him to calm down, know, Patrick. Sorry,
usually, you move from third to second. Apparently, the hot corner is going to be easier for Polanco, but I digress.
Not if you're A-Rod. Yeah, I think Bregman signs first, and I think he signs with the Tigers.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree that because there's more teams probably going after Bregman, and they want him in camp beforehand, and yeah, this Mets thing is probably going to drag out.
All of a sudden, Vladdy gets traded to the Yankees, and now it's Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's move on to a little bit of betting news in Major League Baseball. Umpire Pat Hoberg was fired in the last week by the league because...
Recognize the face. I saw his face, and I was like, I know that guy.
I know you. Well, he's known as one of MLB's best umpires, has a really great strike zone, is known to be fair with both teams. He doesn't go off on you like Hunter Wennerstedt or throw guys out because of something that was said by a fan outside of the dugout. But apparently, he had a betting account that he did not use. It was found out that he did not use this, but he had a betting account that was shared with a friend of his that was betting on baseball. He for some reason and admitted the mistake that he made, said that yes, he was connected to it, was a professional poker player that had this betting account that was betting on sports, but because of his association with it, because of sharing this legal sports betting account, Pat Holberg has been fired as an umpire in Major League Baseball. It's sad in my opinion because he is one of the better ones, and it's also kind of running into a wall because you've got the whole betting scandal, and you can't allow any sort of impropriety even appearing to continue. So guys, fair or foul, MLB made a huge mistake firing umpire Pat Holberg.
I will start. It's very clear with me. The answer is foul. Hey, let me share this with you. I have a DraftKings account, and I don't use it. But my buddy Joe over here has access to my account. Now, why on earth would my buddy Joe over here have access to my account that I don't use?
You're just a good guy that wants me to just use your money to place bets.
Did you?
And like, I will end up getting those.
Did you accidentally, like, unfairly get banned?
Yeah.
From that? So you needed me to sign up for one for you?
Whatever the reason, it's all up in the, it's good. All right. It's all up to snuff.
Oh, okay. Here. All right. Well, I trust you. I'm going to go back to my job that is very anti-gambling. But since, you know, they unjustly banned your account, you can use mine that I never use. I'll never get caught for that. Come on. Come on. What are we doing here? Unjustly? Oh, yeah, I never use that account. It's just linked to my buddy, who's a professional poker player. Professional poker player? That guy's, like, got 60 accounts somewhere. Adios.
Yeah, I'm with Patrick on here. I mean, you just can't. It's,
you just can't. Yeah, it's in every locker room.
And it was, also betting on the sport, like... Maybe if he was not betting on the sport, then you'd be like, oh, but yeah, it stinks. When there's smoke, there's fire. It's just, it is not a good look. And
your wife, okay, maybe, but a friend?
Not even
that.
Even
your mom or your dad or your brother. It's just, why is somebody using your account?
Yeah. Nope. And if they didn't let him go, oof, there would have been no player manager team that would have trusted any game he would have been calling.
And even if you look at his buddy, and his buddy never bet on baseball, and it was just basketball and NFL and some horse races.
Was that the case?
I don't know.
Oh. No, he did bet on the buddy did bet on baseball.
Yeah.
Games,
okay, I was gonna say I was like, yeah. I mean,
so it's like even if you are not baseball, why is your friend using your account? Why do you have an account for your friend? Either he's betting for you, or your friend is such a degenerate gambler that you should not be enabling them.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, man. You're gone.
I guess it's time to punch him out.
Yeah.
Hey.
Baseball more than
Rip
any sport.
Rip the phone book on this guy.
Baseball more than any sport. There's a reason we don't see as much DraftKings and FanDuel in baseball as we do everywhere else. That's I watch English soccer.
It's a sensitive
and it's
subject,
like SkyBet. It's like SkyBet on this game.
Oh, it's...
That guy, though, he's out. He gambled on this sport.
It's every... Yeah, but...
But baseball does it the least because baseball doesn't want gambling in their sport.
Again,
it's too easy to fix.
It's a sensitive subject for them, too.
Too easy to fix.
Yep. It's also very hypocritical for them to be like, well, yeah, we know one of our best players ever. We banned him for life because of gambling, but... Use promo code Pete Rose and we'll give you $100 off.
$100 off your first gamble.
Yeah, exactly.
Get your money back.
By the way, Holberg will be able to reapply for employment in the league in 2026.
Oh, he's out. He's out. They'll never let him back.
They'll never let him back.
Pat Holberg.
No. You're out. they'll never let him in.
All right, guys, final fair or foul. Wrap it up with this. You heard my diatribe on the Seattle Mariners. Yes, I believe Jerry DePoto gaslit the hell out of fans and personally lied even in that statement that he made.
Potentially gaslit himself.
No kidding, because they were in on Carlos Santana, and you didn't hear from them basically getting pantsed, outbidding the Cleveland Guardians, yet still losing out. Because they are an ass organization.
Lowe came home.
So, guys, fair or foul, the Mariners will fire Jerry DePoto after the season. Fair or foul?
Foul. Foul.
Keeping him.
Yeah, foul. No way. He built the best rotation in baseball that money can't buy.
Blink twice if you need help, Jerry.
Yeah, and he's like staring at you. No, he built the best starting pitching rotation in baseball that money can't buy. He landed a controllable, affordable Randy Arozarena and signed Julio Rodriguez to an extremely team-friendly deal. He gave him Ronald Acuna for 5 more years. Like, Julio is going to be a Mariner when he's 35 years old. DePoto has done really great things in Seattle. He truly has. I know that's tough. I know that's really hard to hear. But the bullpen over the last few years has been really good. This starting rotation is the best rotation I have seen in at least a decade, if not since the Braves in the 90s. I'm not counting the money that's going down in LA. This rotation is absolutely phenomenal. You've got a superstar center fielder. You've got a catcher who's a perennial all-star. DePoto's done great things. He's hamstrung by an ownership that he enables. That's why he's going to keep his job. And probably for another 10 years.
Yeah, I have to agree with Patrick. It's definitely...
It's business.
Yeah.
The owners had to sign off on Nico Harrison selling Luka Doncic for nothing.
Yes, after they laughed at him. They then said, okay.
Yep, they said... Yeah, dude, this makes sense. I don't want to pay that guy $300 million.
Yeah, again, for the reasons that Patrick just said, I agree. It's the Mariners just seem content doing the same thing, running it back year after year and making minor improvements, trading for randos that make the team a little bit better or just do nothing at all. And it's just a weird relationship.
Better.
And I feel like the leash that they let DePoto have going out making remarks like this seemingly every offseason. Again, if anything, maybe they put it on Dan Wilson after this year.
Now, that is true. That's
first year managerial, lumps, having to coach a full year, you know, give him some more time. Like, they just seemingly always have an excuse.
I don't know if you meant to, Joe, but you just said 2 years in a row, DePoto has come out and had big statements about the organization that land terribly locally, fan base, and national media, and he still has a job. That means they support what he's saying. 2 years in a row, the 500 win percentage and the gaslighting right now with the offense, and the ownership is like, yeah, we're good with him, we love this guy.
Yeah, it's a bad look. And again, it just seems like he's got the leash to do it, and I don't think he would be saying these things if he didn't feel like he had a comfortable job.
That is fair or
was
foul.
Comfortable in his job, rather.
That is, Joe, you're spot on with that.
And to your guys' point, the Mariners handed him an extension without publicizing it at all.
Yeah, so. Of course. He's their guy. That is fair or foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Super Bowl picks. I'm going to give a Super Bowl pick because I'm not going to do anything until the Super Bowl. Danny the Fan. All right, we are off next week. Not that any of you are listening right now, but we are off next week. So give us a couple break, and then probably we start diving into previews as pitchers and catchers are going to start reporting soon.
Yeah, because if I pull up the old calendar here, it'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, I believe just 5 more shows until opening day.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Because
we got 6 divisions.
Because, yeah, we're off next week, and then there is a Tuesday in March that we will probably all, I think it's March 4th.
Yeah, I have it in the calendar. There is a Tuesday in March that we're out.
So, yeah, I mean, we might even have to double up on one of those days.
Yeah, okay.
When is opening day? Is it March 25th?
Well, technically, there's those Dodgers-Cubs Japan, or is it in Korea?
I hate when they do that. They don't really affect the regular season, but they do. It's how they do the rosters.
Free baseball.
No, it's just that it's... Do an exhibition game. Don't do regular season games. That's the only thing I hate about
it. If you do exhibition, no one will play.
This is America's game.
Global sport, dude.
Okay.
Opening day MLB 2025 is March.
Trey Schulze for Anthony Davis and Markieff Morris.
Thursday, March 27th. So yeah, we'll have five more shows.
Ozzie Smith Day.
Before. So yeah, I mean, we're back in 2 weeks. We're gonna have to figure out how we kick things off with our divisional previews.
Well, we'll have to figure out which division to start with, because we have to pretty much pick one that is set and ready to go.
Orioles winning AL East, yeah.
Real quick, guys, Super Bowl's on Sunday. I don't do shows from here to then. You guys are a lot cooler at this station than I am, despite being longer than all of you. Who you got in the Super Bowl? Let me know.
Last year, I took the more talented team, and that was the San Francisco 49ers, and I was wrong. This year,
you're going to take the more talented team.
The more talented team is the Philadelphia Eagles, and I will not be taking them. I am taking the Chiefs 27-23.
Schulze?
Chiefs by a touchdown.
You know what's funny is the Chiefs are a fun version right now. If you make a mistake, they will capitalize on it. And I find the Eagles more mistake prone than the Chiefs. I will also take the Chiefs. And I will also take Travis Kelce proposes to Taylor Swift at the 50-yard line. A la Johnson and Boise State.
I saw the prop bet for that, and I said, hammer the no.
No way it would. All right, that'll do it for us. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Schulze behind the glass. Go have fun. Do something I would do.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.